And joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon from the Acadiana Center for the Arts are Kate Waxley and Katie Schott, here to talk about a plethora of things happening at the ACA. This weekend is Second Saturday Art Walk, and it feels like November has just started. Didn't Halloween just end? It's hard to believe that it's already Second Saturday Art Walk, but it is. So there are lots of things opening at the ACA, and of course, as always, lots of things happening, lots of great events going on. So maybe we could just start off with Art Walk and talk about what's going to be opening up there.
Sure. We have a beautiful new main gallery exhibition, and that's with Luis Cruz as a Azteca, I'm sorry. And he is a Cuban-born artist who now resides in New Orleans. So, you know, his artwork is really emotionally charged. He does a lot of political pieces and some pieces on the Boston bombings. So they're just really emotional pieces, but they're absolutely beautiful and very colorful and large. So these pieces range in size, but I think some of their largest is 20 to 25 feet. And I just spoke with Mary Bate, one of our curation assistants, and she said that it's the first time they've never used walls, or they haven't used walls, in an exhibition that she's worked on. So so they're all mounted to the walls, and there's no extra, you know, pieces in that. So it's just one big open space of beautiful artwork in there. And, you know, our new marketing designer, Nicole LaCour, she says she spends her breaks in there now because she just feels like, you know, it's a beautiful space to be in, and it's a different place in the building, and it has different energy right now because of the artwork. So, you know, We highly invite the community to come out and see that show. It's going to be up for the next four art walks, and it will open Saturday at 6 p.m.
Well, it certainly will show the potential of that gallery to its fullest, because those walls are so beautiful and large. And I think it's rare that you have such large pieces that really show off the gallery space. So I think that's a great opportunity for all of us to see that potential.
I think so. And, you know, the community has a chance to meet the artist this Saturday. He will be there at the ACA, so you'll be able to meet the artist. He can, you know, tell you about his artwork and a little bit about himself, his personal story, and you know, his struggles, and then what he's seen and how that's incorporated into his pieces. So
that he will be there for the art walk, which always begins at 6 o'clock, or do you all start a little earlier?
You know, our doors open at 10 a.m.,
okay.
But we usually like to save the exhibition openings until, you know, art walk opens at 6. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you can get in there and take a peek a little bit earlier. It just depends on how, you know, finished it is. Right. But 6 o'clock is usually what we go for. But you can visit all day, and we're open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5.
Okay, so if you do happen to miss this art walk, you can see it during regular hours, which is always nice, because then you get the gallery to yourself sometimes.
Absolutely.
And you really get to enjoy those pieces and contemplate them and just enjoy the space. So you mentioned that you're open at 10:30 on Saturday, so I imagine there's a lot happening throughout the day. Maybe we should just start off in the morning at the ACA. Is there an opera this Saturday?
There is. The Met will start at noon this Saturday. And then we have Art Walk in the afternoon that starts at 6. And that afternoon we also have a performance, Cajun Face, and that is an acting up in Acadiana theater performance with Leanne Cheremy and Sarah Brown. And Sarah is our very own development director, one of two, you know. Mm-hmm. And we're really excited. You know, it's an original piece by them, and it kind of dives into something that we're all kind of curious about, you know, our local culture, our Cajun culture. And it's really interesting because some of the promotional materials has both Sarah and Leanne's face on it, and you can't tell that they're two different people, you know, and that's kind of part of what this piece is about.
They were in here the other day for an interview, and knowing the promotional materials, it was a little strange having them sitting there, and I kept trying to merge their faces,
you know, absolutely,
mix those two halves. But they were quite articulate about that piece, and yes, it will be a wonderful piece for people to experience. It's an original show, and they do address this whole idea of what it means to be a young Cajun in this culture, in this town, and all of the attendant issues and just what they deal with. And I think people may be surprised at the complexity and the layers of issues that they'll be dealing with. It's certainly not a simplistic approach to that culture. So that will run, actually that opens tonight and then runs through the weekend. So you mentioned on Saturday it's in the afternoon or evening. When does that?
I think that the show is at 7:30.
Okay.
And
a matinee on Sunday.
Right, and a matinee on Sunday. So that show will coincide with Art Walk. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's a great afternoon to get out and browse some of the galleries and then head straight into a theater performance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And of course we want to really celebrate young women who are doing some great work.
Well, and they have a nice history with your resident theater company, the Acting Up in Acadiana, mm-hmm. because they both were in it, I think, from the very beginning and have done different mm-hmm. Pieces with them. Mm-hmm. And I know Acting Up has been very supportive of their efforts from the beginning.
Right. We have a great relationship with Acting Up mm-hmm. in Acadiana. Mm-hmm. They've been our resident theater company, you know, since we've finished the Moncus Theater.
Mm-hmm.
But Leanne, you know, she's been with Acting Up as far back as I can remember knowing, you know, about them. And, you know, she's a Pace artist, or she has been in the past. So we've worked with her a lot over the past couple of years, and she's mm-hmm. fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, incredible. And so if you are just tuning in, we're talking about Second Saturday Art Walk at the Acadiana Center for the Arts and mm-hmm. a lot of other things that are happening at the ACA. It's a full month with all of your regular series going on,
right.
like the Metropolitan Opera, and then, of course, the Art Walk happening, and then these special performances going on in the theater.
Right. Right.
So it's a lot to keep up with. And I know, Katie, you're one of the development directors
That's
over
correct.
There. So that must keep you busy and working very hard as well with all these activities.
It does. Absolutely. You know, we have such great and avid and loyal supporters, whether it's our sponsors or our fans or our members or our patrons. And I think that Saturday specifically is a really great example of how we cross genres so quickly.
Yes.
That way we really do appeal to everybody in Acadiana, in our community, because there's the niche that loves opera, there's the niche that loves theater, and there's the niche that loves visual arts. And it's kind of an opportunity to dabble in all of it and have a really great day out downtown and get to experience, you know, so many mm-hmm, different opportunities mm-hmm. in the arts. And they're all going to be so wonderful. And, you know, Kate mentioned that Luis Cruz Azteca will be in our main gallery, but we actually are opening two other galleries that will be debuting during Art Walk. We will have Rachel David in our vault, and she's really great. She is doing an exhibit that's called Sitting Prone, and it's all handcrafted metalwork pieces. She was actually installing it as we were walking out to come here, and it's just really beautiful work that's all handcrafted, mm-hmm. so that's always mm-hmm. impressive, and she'll be present. You can talk to her about her work and get to meet her and get to know her as well. And I believe that there's a new exhibit opening in the Maye Gallery. It will be John Norris. And what's really great about him is that he's from here. He's local. He was at UL for many years, and he's a graduate of LSU. So we love to have Louisiana people coming back. But he's been teaching in Arkansas, and he's coming back to have an exhibit here. So, you know, we love to cross genres in our art as well as our performance art, and you'll get a sampling of people from many different walks of life. And, of course, it goes perfectly with the theater component of Cajun culture.
Right. And, you know, you said that there's, I guess, niche audiences mm-hmm. for some of these. But you find in Lafayette more and more that people are really experiencing all of it and experimenting with different forms and taking chances and going to programs and performances that they might not have before, because there's just so much of it right now.
That's right. And sometimes it's just a matter of falling into your lap. You know, mm-hmm. you stumble into Art Walk because you love it and you're tried and true. You know, and you come every month, and then you find out there's a play going on. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. so all it takes sometimes is the opportunity being presented to
That's
you
right.
to find out that you're a theater lover and you mm-hmm, never knew it, mm-hmm. or, you know, an opera lover and you never knew it, because our body's going to react to all of the art that's out there, whether we know we enjoy it or not.
Right.
We'll have that, you know, that feeling of emotion that comes mm-hmm. over us. And so it's really great just to kind of offer this to our community and see who takes a hold of it.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned about being an opera lover. You know, sometimes that when you say that phrase like that, it feels like a very narrow group. But the way you present it at the ACA, this is an HD metropolitan production, metropolitan opera production. You see scenes that you couldn't if you were there. The camera takes you behind the scenes and talks with some of the singers. And that's an amazing part of those HD performances.
It's really an amazing series that we have here in the Moncus Theater to bring the Metropolitan Opera to you in that way, you know, as an audience member. It's really amazing, and to know that you're watching, you know, the top performers, the top designers with set and
live
with costume.
It's happening right then.
And, you know, the acoustics in that space just really, you know, Katie used the word emotional, and it's easy to really get into that. The HD projection screen, and that, I mean, it just, it feels like you're there. So that's one of my favorite series, and it's nice because you can go and bring a snack and relax and just enjoy a beautiful performance where you wouldn't get to do that unless you were in New York.
So you can buy tickets ahead of time for the Metropolitan Opera performances, or you can purchase them at the door.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And that's through your website. They can purchase tickets.
Right. They can go to acadianacenterforthearts.org and get tickets. You can call over the phone and get them, 337-233-7060, or visit our box office. Our box office is open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5. You know, and I highly advise people getting their tickets ahead of time and having them in hand. It will cut down on your line wait time, and you can breeze right through and get the best seats.
Okay. So it's a good idea to bookmark the Acadiana Center for the Arts.org for tickets or information about what's happening there. So Art Walk, lots of things going on. The Metropolitan Opera in the morning.
Yes.
And then Art Walk and Cajun Face, which will be performed in the theater later on, 7:30. Is that what
7:30
starts? Anything else happening on Saturday that we should know about? Lots of galleries with new exhibits.
Right. I think that sums up Saturday for us.
Okay.
That's just one day.
Yes, that's one day, and you all have got an amazing array of flyers and information about what's happening at the ACA. What do you have coming up as far as some of your other series? You have so many different series going on there.
Right. Well, we have a performance coming up, part of the PASA Main Stage series at the Hyman Center. So that's Sweet Plantain. It's acoustic music, but they play some classical you know, pieces in there, and it has some Latin rhythms and some kind of world music influences. So it's a really nice mix. You know, it's really for anybody that's really interested in music. They like, you know, to hear world music. They like to just learn more. I feel like it's for those people, your students. I mean, of course, anyone, we welcome anyone, but this one's very special, you know, this performance for us. We know everyone's not going to be interested, but we think that, you know, it's important to bring performances like this to the area for cultural diversity, to do master classes. They're going to be working with some Lafayette High students doing some workshops and classes.
Eloquently said, you don't often know what you like until you stumble upon it you get exposed to it.
So this is the perfect performance for those types of people. And so that's November 13th at the Hyman Center. We also have a great performance with some local faves, you know. And that's going to be our next Louisiana Crossroads performance, and that's the Good and Young and Savoy Cajun Family Bands. So some of our you know, local guys that we're used to seeing maybe on a festival stage or at the Blue Moon or at, you know, Vermilionville, now you can see them on, you know, in the pristine environment of the Moncus Theater.
Well, and it's a really interesting mix. I mean, just to say, you can see those at a festival, not exactly the way they're being presented here.
Correct.
And I'm sure that those families will create this great show that is not simply a festival performance. They're quite the showman, all of them. And I know when the Savoys and all of the various in-laws and people that they have made connections with around in the circuit of great Cajun music, folk music, when they're all together on stage, it's something utterly different.
You're absolutely right. It's kind of like a sneak peek into a jam session inside their house that you might not otherwise get to see because, they may play out in the public at bars or in the local festival scene, but usually they're playing separately. And when they come together, you never know what's going to be churned out. It's just going to be a little little piece of magic that you might not otherwise get unless you were privy to it, you know, when they're rehearsing at home or having a good time or having friends over.
And that's the hallmark of Crossroads,
absolutely,
what they bring. So people can read more about that on your website.
Right.
And that will be on what date? What is the date of that?
That event is going to be
November
the 20th and the 21st.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so people can look for that and take a look at the dates and buy tickets as well, I assume, for that.
Right, and you know, we just brought on a brand new website that's kind of, it puts our events first and foremost, mainly what people are looking for when they visit our site. Mm-hmm. So everything's up there, all of our series. At the very bottom, you have a calendar of events. So that's easy to kind of see what's coming up. But, you know, it's a beautiful new site, and we're excited about it. And you can go there for ticket information, to purchase tickets, and for all of our event information. You know, and one thing that we just put on the books that we're really excited about is a 25th anniversary performance with Steve Riley and the Mommy Playboys. So that's going to be December 13th and 14th. I mean, 12th and 13th, I'm sorry. But, you know, there's going to be a fantastic performance where they get to really celebrate
their 25
their
years together.
Together.
Mm-hmm. And they're celebrating by pulling some of their favorite musicians from the area to come on stage with them and perform. So, you know, you're going to have Eric Adcock and a couple of other local favorites like Christine Balfa and Peter Schwartz and Roddy Romero. And, you know, they're just going to get up there and they're going to jam and they're going to have a great time and they are going to celebrate why they make music and why they do it here in Louisiana. And it's going to be really special. And we're blessed enough to have a two-night performance of that, because oftentimes you only get one night to celebrate an anniversary.
Exactly.
But I like that they're going to go out with a bang and do it two nights in a row.
Don't say go out.
Rock out.
On
rock
stage.
Out. Rock out with a bang.
Yes,
that's
yes,
what I meant.
I know. And I believe they're the resident group here this semester in the program for traditional music, and they're going to be doing a residency later on in November. So it's a nice way to celebrate, to continue the celebration
absolutely
of their 25 years together as a group. And kudos to the Acadiana Center for the Arts for doing that for them and for allowing the community to be in on that celebration as well.
Sure.
So tickets for that are available as well?
They became
already
available today. Okay. We've been working all day to make this happen. So, they're available and they're on our website, or, you know, call us or come by. You know, and this is kind of what we truly are and who we truly are as a community arts center, is bringing events like this, you know, to the community and allowing opportunities like this to happen on our stage and within our walls. And, you know, we do a lot of stuff outside the ACA too. We have a great education department. You know, it services the local schools in Lafayette Parish, and we have a fantastic community development department. So, you know, we do a lot of performance, and we focus a lot on that, but that's not it. That's not all that we do.
Now, you also have, you house a film series now. It's
we
been
do.
Going
that's
on
right.
for a while,
mm-hmm,
but
that's right.
you all now help to support and house the Cane Fire film series,
yes.
which I believe has a film coming up this Monday.
That's correct.
Which is called Muscle Shoals.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And tickets are available through the ACA website for
yes.
that?
Yes, they are. And all the event information is on there too, description and I believe a trailer for the movie. But I mean, this is an award-winning film documentary. It's fantastic. You know, that's a beautifully curated series by Mike Myers, and we are so happy to have that addition to our lineup. So definitely come out and see some really good film. You know, what he does very well is he brings film here to Lafayette, to Acadiana, that you're not going to see if you're not in the L.A. or New York market. Some of them are in New Orleans, but he's able to get these films, and then
Very hard at that, and has really forged a lot of relationships with film companies.
He's passionate about it, and he believes in it, and that's what you can see, you know, through the films that he brings here.
And he's
really
gifted the
quality.
Community by not making us have to travel if we do want to be exposed to that, you
that's
know,
right.
amazing element of film
that's
and
right.
documentaries.
So you can go to the ACA on, is it the second Monday of each month?
Yes.
When he has it once a month.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's the second Monday at 7:30 of each month, and you know, we'd love to have you out and see these great films.
So you list those films on the ACA website. He also, I believe, has a Facebook page. People can look for Cane Fire Film Series and find out more about the films. So again, what a wonderful thing that you all are doing is housing this film series and just ensuring that it will be there for
that's
all
right.
of us. So much happening. I'm sure people didn't write everything down, but they can go to the website. As you mentioned, it's been newly structured and a lot easier to use and get tickets.
Right. Acadiana
acadianacenterforthearts.org. Mm-hmm. Just bookmark that, and you can find out about all of these events, mm-hmm. including this Saturday, which is Second Saturday Art Walk.
Right.
Events start in the morning with the Metropolitan Opera. But Cajun Face will open tonight, mm-hmm. and that runs through the weekend at the ACA.
Right. That will start tonight. It will run through Sunday. But mm-hmm. don't wait.
Because there's a lot of buzz about that play, right. and there's
Absolutely.
Only 300 seats in
Correct.
The theater. Okay. Mm-hmm. So get those tickets. Go to the ACA, and you can get tickets for Cajun Face either tonight, Friday, Saturday, or a Sunday matinee. Anything else we need to know about? It's just so much, again, to just digest and make sure that we have on our calendars and make sure that we take advantage of all the great cultural events, whether it's visual arts, performing arts, music, film. You seem to have it all over
right.
there. Well, thank y'all for taking a moment to come over here and let us know more about it. I know it's probably pretty crazy over there getting things set up for both the play and the exhibit and everything that's going
on. It's a good busy, though. You know, it's a good place to be. So, you know, the energy's great and the people are great, and we couldn't have a better staff. So, and we're excited about what we're bringing to the community. So anytime, you know.
And what's nice is on Art Walk, you invite people in and you can see the exhibits without an entrance fee.
There's no entrance fee forever now. No, for anytime you want to visit the ACA's galleries, you can do that. It's free admission. You know, of course, we will take a donation at the front desk mm-hmm, if you mm-hmm. decide that, you know, this means something to you and you want to give it a little bit back. You know, Rachel at our front desk mans that. She's fantastic. So stop by and give a little donation. But, you know, they're free and open to the public, and that's why we want to encourage okay. the community to come out and really support visual art and get to understand it a little bit better and you know, get comfortable with it.
And stop All in right. and see us. You know, we'd okay. love to say hi and meet you face to face and talk art with you.
Well, that will be very encouraging to a lot of people who
Unless
want to stop by
hurry.
On their lunch hour. Yeah,
That's right.
Well, thank you both, Kate Waxley and Katie Schott from the Acadiana Center for the Arts, talking about a series of events going on there throughout the month, including Second Saturday Art Walk, which is this Saturday, November 9th. Thank you both.
Thank you.
You.